Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you this morning?
I am okay. Enjoyed the day yesterday.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous day. I guess a fitting ending to it all, right?
Yeah.
But enjoy it while you can, that's for sure. And everybody was out there. I can't believe the traffic that was out there all night long. You know, it's just amazing. Yeah. So it is Saturday, October 24th, 2020. It is 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And if there's a sporting event, the show will be on after the sporting event on ESPN, 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York. Also, a couple people called in and said there was a problem, you know, listening to the show, that ESPN was bleeding into the show. And so they're working on it.
Off with their
Jim,
heads.
Our producer, says they're working on it.
Off with their heads.
Also, our show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you're all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and you're all set. The shows are all there. Also, finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yeah, it was late getting up there. It didn't come on until this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking not even 7:30. It was in the parking lot. It came up, but they talk about the coronavirus bill, and you know, it's the same stuff.
Same stuff. Over.
Really, I mean, it has been for the last couple of weeks, and the economy and unemployment, employment, and are we going to get surges and housing, and you know, I mean, home loans, $3.2 trillion in 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Most in 17 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things are going on as a result of the virus. But there's no question it's, you know, everything has good and bad to it, believe it or not. And the good side of it is that innovation is just accelerating.
What is?
Innovation.
Oh, innovation. I thought you said inhalation.
No, yeah, innovation.
Whatever that
is. You know, all sorts of things are being developed, and Yeah, so there are some good things happening, and certainly in the biotech area, you know, the way they're approaching trying to put out new drugs and vaccines.
How about hair? Have they been able to grow hair? That would be a breakthrough. Well, they always come up with these things while they're looking for this.
You never know. Might be an accident, you know. Look at what penicillin was.
There's hope for some of
accidents.
This.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Now so where are we? Now that you said that.
Just lost you.
Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And, as I always say, very easy to get in the beginning of the show because it's wide open. I don't know if everybody tunes us in later or everybody sleeps in on Saturday.
Who cares? We don't
whatever.
Care. Whatever.
Well, I hate to leave people on the line
no,
at the
you
end.
Don't. You know? It makes your day.
I go home.
You're like the Grinch.
I'm driving home, and I'm in pain. You know, I left people
you
on.
You feel their pain?
Right.
Way to go, Mr.
Right.
Clinton. I feel your pain.
But anyway, as I always say, anyway. You know, a matter of fact, I have a client that calls now, and she always goes anyway. But I don't think she picked it up from me.
Well, she's probably just – usually that means you're not interested in who you're talking to.
Oh, is that what it is?
Of course.
Okay.
Anyway.
If for some reason you don't want to give us a call, although we do like talking to people, you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Chat, click on Join the Chat, and you're all set. You can type in a question, type in a symbol, and if you put a symbol or symbols in, let us know what you're looking to do with them. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520. We're going to go first to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good
okay,
morning,
how
sir.
Are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Did you guys, either of you guys watch regularly CNBC Halftime Report?
Every day.
Okay. All right. I
have it on in the office, Vic. I don't study it, but I listen to it. But go ahead.
Yeah, Vic likes to bash the Kardashian brothers, you know, when they come on.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the Kardashian, the older brother, has been on absolute fire with these high call volume touts that he's put on this show.
Right.
Absolutely on fire. So I've been watching him and, you know, watch the show. And then when he comes out with a stock, I'll put it on my screen, and then I like to sell put options.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look and see if the chart is a chart I would like anyways, even though I may not have focused in or even heard of the stock. And if I like it, I'll kind of do what I do, you know, play small ball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he comes on last week, I believe Wednesday, talking about Snap.
Hmm. Yep.
Pre-earnings, you know, 12. Now the stock's at 28.75 when he comes on, and he's talking. People are buying, gobbling up the 31.50s and the 32s. With like six trading days left, you know. And I've seen his shtick. It's been working lately.
When it's working, it's working, right?
It's working. I mean,
yeah, but one quick comment on that, all right?
Okay.
All of a sudden, all these trading services out there, you know, invite you to their trading rooms and so forth. Unusual options activity has become the craze in every one of these sites, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of what I'm trying to say, it kind of feeds on itself. That they're all looking at the same thing. You know, so.
Right. Okay, but the point of this is that, so he's touting, the stock's at 28.50. They're gobbling up the 31.50s, 3 points out of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say, hey, this guy's been hot, so I'm gonna take a look. So I go on my stock chart, and before I put it on, I says, what you're gonna do if it's a good stock, you're gonna look what the options are. So it's at 28.50 with six trading days left. I find a chart and I says that what I would normally sell an option on at this particular stock is the 2450,
mm-hmm.
which is 4 points out of what the current price of the stock is. So right. I'll say, so I go on E-Trade and I look at it, I can get I could sell it for 42 cents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I sell it for 42 cents. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, an easy home run. Well, to make a long story short, the guy, the stock closes yesterday at 43. Could you imagine someone who had sold? I mean, with the stock at 28, you'd have to be a total lunatic to sell a 41 or a 42 foot. But could you imagine the money could have been made? I mean, the people who sold the 31, who bought the 31.50 call, absolutely. I mean, you're talking, they were paying 70 cents for it. They tapped out at $14.
Unbelievable. Yeah, just amazing.
Victor's happy playing small ball. I collect 42 cents on the put. Never any. It was like walking around the bases after you hit the home run. There was never any doubt. But yeah. I'm just saying, for the listeners, kind of focus on these guys. And when they give you a stock, look at the stock name, because I'm not a snap kind of guy. But I guess what I basically did was I put it in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, and I didn't like the 25, which I could have got 65 cents for. I put it at the 24.50. I said, heck, I'm going to sell the thing for 42, and it worked out. I mean, so it's just something I throw at you.
No, everybody was shocked.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I said, you know, this unusual options activity is the latest craze of every trading service. And so I think that they all feed on each other, so it makes it even better for now. It's like a couple of services now are putting out how to make money off the Robinhood traders, you know, and following the Robinhood traders. So there's all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah,
you know, so.
But whether the services are all doing it, it still doesn't explain how the thing runs. It has nothing to do with how the thing runs from 28.50 to 43.
No, that's separate.
That was a good call by the people who loaded up at they bought 12,000 31.50s. They whatever the reason, and I'm not here to say what the reason was, but guess what? They were right.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's why, you know, the whole unusual options activity thing is saying that's the smart money. They're looking for smart money activity. You know,
I'm not there yet, but I'm starting to become a believer, at least to watch it.
Oh yeah.
And then, you know, put it on your own screen and say, if I didn't hear what I just heard, where would I want to sell a put at? And if I was way down at 24.50, thinking I would get maybe 11, 12 cents on it.
Right.
And I get 42 cents
on
it.
It's amazing. And also, you know, the interesting thing about it is that, you know, the premiums tend to be kind of high going in toward earnings, you know. So.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yep. And here's one I like right now, and mm-hmm. I told some yesterday, put up USB. I sold the 3850s going out 2 weeks.
Yeah, at least I heard that. USB, right?
U.S. Bancorp, right?
Yep.
So you I put that chart against BAC, Wells Fargo, a few other financials. Of all the financials, that's the best chart out there. I sold some 3850s late yesterday. What do you think of the chart?
Close to 46.
Well, the chart's nice. I mean, it had given a buy signal, you know, no mm-hmm. question about that. I mean, the real support for the stock's around the 36 area.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I would agree.
Right.
I like the breakout of that last base. I'm selling my put at just below what the low of the prior base was.
Okay, yeah.
Which corresponds to the 20-day moving average. I mean, that's just the way I do it.
Yeah, you're using that. I mean, I'm looking at the 50-day. It's at 27 and a quarter,
right,
you know. So it depends which average you want to use. And if the 20 works, stick with it.
Yeah, and like I said, of all the financials, that's the one I thought had the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly a decent-looking chart.
All right, I'll let some other callers get on. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks for starting us off. Have a nice weekend.
Let's go Bills.
Yeah, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to call, you can use the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat, and you're all set. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good okay. morning, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I prepared my breakfast just for the show, so I'm sitting in front of a plate of sausage and eggs and
health food.
A coffee and orange juice, and I'm listening to you guys. What more could someone ask?
Yeah. I don't know. That's
I hope you got some Pepto-Bismol.
I just wish. Yeah.
Right. So, listen, Dominic called last week and talked about NEE, and you mentioned, well, it's only 1.8% dividend, which I guess the stock's expected to go to $398, and it's supposed to be a split. Well, yeah, 1.8, which isn't great, but Dominic shows the wisdom of holding long-term. He bought it around $40, $50, whatever. He's getting 13% return.
Question, yeah.
Yeah, so it's sometimes really good to hold on to things, and so he's getting a nice return for what he bought
it
for.
Oh, no question, yeah.
Yeah. And I've got some good ones, too. Thanks to Bill, I bought Churchill Downs amazing stock. I don't know. I tell you, that stock, it is amazing.
It is amazing, yeah. I know.
And I bought McDonald's and Disney on my own, and not spectacular, but it's nice steady return on that. And but then I've got the others where if you hold on too long, you might have problems. And there's three that I'm thinking of, and three that David was against. He's not for petroleum. He doesn't like the petroleum stock. Mm-hmm. I have British Petroleum and Royal Dutch Shell, which have gone down. Still a decent dividend, so I'm doing it right, but I've lost on that. And Ford. Ford, he never cared for that, and I bought that for the dividend. Of course, they suspended it. So you have to be careful about that long-term.
No question.
Yeah, so I mean, it can cut both ways.
Do you still have Ford, though?
I do. I still have Ford. In fact, I want you to talk about Ford and candy. Ford has done real well lately. I want to see what you think about
that. I am glad you still have it, because all of a sudden a lot of good things are being written about it.
Yeah, good. I've seen some things, and I've experienced a real good upturn on it lately, so I am going to hold on.
As a matter of fact, I think, let's see, I was reading.
Kramer's been talking about it for
weeks.
Is
he? Yeah. I've been reading this week's Autos. Barron's this morning. And it said two old line auto companies are outperforming Tesla, and they brought up Ford and General Motors.
Oh, really?
That's recently.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Very recently. So.
Gotta be kidding.
Yeah, they're F1, F10, whatever. Their pickup trucks are the hottest selling trucks in the market. So they've
Let's bring this down to looking at minute by minute and see if, because the stock's up a quarter and the one's down or isn't up, that they're outperforming. That's really weak reporting, I'll tell you. There's obviously not enough to write about that they're saying that.
Well, take a look. What if they outperformed over the last 2 weeks, right? Then they're not lying, you know.
I didn't say they were lying. To me, it's ridiculous, but that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
But
I get it.
But, right. And, there's something else in Ford that they have in the...
And if Joe Biden wins, we're not going to have any oil companies, so...
And anyway, Ford has something, I think, in the artificial intelligence area or something like that that's supposed to be pretty big, and nobody talks about it, so...
That's because it's not there.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, very my two holdings, David, are British and Dutch.
There you go.
So
you're diverse.
As far as Royal Dutch Shell and
no, they're
British
great
Petroleum.
Companies. The only problem is they're the new cigarettes. That's it's pretty obvious that this the world is going away from hydrocarbon fuels.
And you're right, and I kind of knew that when I bought it. But I you know, sometimes you there's things you just want to have. And
I haven't bought them for 40 years, so I was wrong for a long time, believe me.
But what you have to watch is some of these oil companies, they're not dumb, all right? And they're moving it into alternative energy. And I forgot what company I was reading, but they're becoming bigger and bigger in alternative energy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, they're not stupid.
They see it coming. Yeah. And, you know, so you can't just say because it's an oil company. You have to look at, you know, what are they doing and are they moving into the future, you know.
But you're not talking to me about that because I'm not buying them.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I understand.
When British Petroleum doubles, you know, I'll bring it up. No. It's at support.
We don't
want
to go back.
And we're hoping that it holds there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, what can you say? You know,
well, I know Exxon's always doing commercials and different ones about the future and things that they're doing to try to get into the green energy thing.
Right.
So you know, they may not be dead yet. So.
No,
they're not.
No question.
The trend, that's all I'm saying.
And what was the other one?
Okay, the one I want you to mention or talk about is Kandi, which is a Chinese auto company. I've talked about that in the past. K-A-N-D-I is the company, but the symbol K, like Kelly.
Yeah, K-N-D-I,
Nancy,
yeah.
David and Isaiah. I bought it years ago and held on. I had a big loss for a long time, and they jumped up, and I made a little profit, sold it. And now I'm buying and selling a little bit. I buy it when it's low and then sell it, make a little money here and there. But I'm thinking of getting into something for a long term. They're of course, are able to enter the U.S. auto market now. And they're, in fact, on their website, Kandi America, you can pre-order their cars for $100. And they look like a decent vehicle, and they give a nice discount. But anyway, from what I read, it seems like they might have a decent future. So I'm just calling to see what you might think.
Well, I mean, the chart looks terrible.
You know? Right. It's not a great chart, right?
No question about that. But, you know, you had one good point. You know, sometimes you can just keep a stock on your list and play it, you know, as a cash machine, more or less, you know, because they, you know, when this thing gets exciting, it usually is because the trading rooms are jumping all over it. You know?
And it seems to be a trader, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I've seen it many, many times. They, oh, Kandi's, and then away it goes.
Yeah. Close at $7.09.
Yeah. And, you know, so you're in an area between, say, 550 and where it is right now. But like 556 should be good support for it. And if it makes even a minor run, it could run up to 10, you know, from here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you're lucky, everybody really jumps on board. You saw that big pop when it moved from, what, 4 up to 17?
17,
you know?
18 almost. Yeah. Yeah, right. A big jump in a day or two, right.
Yeah, and then people start getting a little greed, and they'll, it's going to the moon. You know, well, it went back down. You know, so.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You see something, say, oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's going to keep going, and it doesn't go. And I've done that before with stocks, and then I've lost out.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's why, you know, I've always said, you know, you get ridiculous run or big profit pretty quickly, take half off the table or some percentage off. So if it does drop back down and you do want to be a long-term holder, at least you're still in good position.
Yeah. Good. Guys, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you very much for calling.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah,
bye.
Take care. Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Somehow I knew Art in New Jersey would give us a call.
You're reading my mind. Yeah, I have an unusual activity in two of my stocks, just like those brothers. They're always doing options on CNBC.
Mm-hmm.
First item would be Snap, of course. That's what Vic was talking about. I see it closed at 43.17, up 15.34 for the week, and I'm holding this since 2017. And I know one of the reasons was it's at a $100 million increase in third quarter revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And is there good things ahead for this price?
Well, for the company, I mean, you know, we've got COVID, so people are using their product more. I guess it's pretty simple.
Most of their advertising business, I mean, that's really where they make all the money.
Oh, absolutely.
Is the advertising.
That's the only way to monetize
it. And, you know, so all of a sudden, you know, they you know, I bring it up again, they move from a company that you did stupid pictures on your phone with.
Oh. Yeah, I remember. You didn't like those pigs snouts.
No, that's right. But I said, you got to forget all that. You know.
But Peter doesn't forget that.
No. Yeah. I could almost get myself in trouble again right now, but I won't. But anyway. So.
I don't care.
I got one guy, pretty decent trader.
David Brownstein.
Know, and take it for what it's worth. He says, it's going to 200. So if you want to believe that, it's possible.
And that's not going to sell anyway, so that's a different
thing. Yeah.
No, but I was on a plane trip a couple of years ago, and young lady was using it. And I said, well, what do you know, I know these people. Oh, no, that's how we communicate and instant message and all that. And the question was, can the company monetize this product?
Yeah.
And they're obviously doing that.
Which was the same story with Facebook. You know, it came out. It went up to 50. Drop to 17. Oh, they can't monetize. They're not. And all of a sudden, you see what happened.
Different.
It's different but still
similar.
They did it.
They monetized it.
Right. They monetized
it. And now they're going to be
it.
Before Congress. So.
And now Snap, and that which means nothing. As a matter of fact, they mentioned in Barron's. First, they said this, that Congress stocks went up. All the companies they're attacking, stocks went up. Their stocks went up.
They must have been long.
So, I mean, forget all this stuff about Congress, you know, putting on an entertainment show, you know, which is far from entertaining. But but anyway, no matter which way you look at it, you know, those companies will be fine. So,
yeah, that's why I think about my long-term investing. And I bought that at $12 a share. And it's in my account. So
very good. Very good.
Very good. Second item would be Gilead Sciences. Now, we know why that's been going up quite a bit. And it closed at $60.79. And it just got the full approval for that
Remdesivir.
Yeah.
It was a remedy.
For use in hospitals. And also, that would bring it up. But they also have to distribute $20.1 billion to shareholders for a biotech company who they're taking over. And I'm wondering how that might affect the price of Gilead.
Well, I wouldn't be that excited about their approval for Remdesivir, right?
No,
it's not the be-all and end-all, okay?
No.
It's okay. It's not the greatest thing in the world.
Again, they don't make a ton of money.
Right. And, you know, matter of fact, a guy who does options, you know, usually we talk back and forth, a friend of mine, you know, and he said, he called me up at night and he said, you see that move, you know, in Gilead? I said, I'd probably buy a put on it, you know, because I think after they pop it up, it'll just sell right back down again, you know.
And what does a put do?
You're betting. You're betting. Did I say sell a put? You're buying a put. I said right.
Right, but it's
like selling the stock short. Yeah, you're betting on the stock going down.
It's gonna go down. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So I mean, it already tells you when it ran up to 63 and back to 60.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, it's 52 weeks.
I mean, the stock looks horrible. I don't know why, you know. But whatever it is, I certainly, you know, this you're just making a bet that, you know, the whole biotech sector got hit again for some reason.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know why. I mean, it seems like it should be a great area to be in. But, you know, basically, if it went down to 59, it would give you another sell signal again. I don't know where it would be headed.
Right.
So, you know, not that excited about it at the moment.
No. Well, I'm in love with them because I'm looking at my mailbox this quarter to get that distribution. So I'll be very happy with that.
That's good.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your show quite a bit.
Yeah, no problem. And Art mentioned about there's these laser caps. They've got the commercials on for growing hair. But they've been out for years. But
that has to be a phony.
Well,
can you imagine injecting laser onto your scalp and start growing hair?
Could work. You never know.
You never know.
I didn't buy one. Peter, you didn't buy it, did you?
No.
Okay.
I was tempted.
No. It's like $700.
Yeah, but they gave you a free trial or something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
but
I said, yeah.
No.
But maybe I would start picking up alien communications or something.
You already
if I put
do.
That on my head.
You already do.
Right.
But no, staff on the Howard Stern show is always doing all these products, and he had it, and it didn't work. But it's like a lot of things.
It works for some people.
It could work for some people.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, try it in your garden, and it'll help grow your vegetables faster.
Yeah, there you go.
You never know.
Peter's got a special thing that he grows. So.
You guys don't need hair. You got all the brains, so that's better.
I don't know. I'm missing on both parts, so.
I doubt it.
I just have
a
bubbly
have a
personality.
All right.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah. Thanks again.
We'll enjoy it.
All okay.
Right. Go Bills.
Right now, the phone numbers, you don't even have to root them on. There's no way they can lose that game.
Don't listen. It's the NFL.
No, but the Jets.
It's the NFL.
The Jets want the number one draft choice.
Yeah, it's too
obvious. They don't want to win it.
Yeah. Watch if Darnold plays. You never know. Plus, our defense is down.
Anyway. Normally, like if this was last year, I'd agree with you. You know, this year's a different story. But I'm not a Bills
Spoken
fan.
Spoken by a true Giants fan.
That's right.
Jim Cramer said the ghost of his father tripped their Dan Jones.
Yeah.
Because he was going in for an 80-yard run or something.
And he fell
just tripped. He said it was the ghost of his father tripping him. Anyway.
Yeah, the Giants blew their chance at first place, you know. With a what would it have been? A 2-5 record or something like that?
Yeah, something like
great
that.
Great division to be in. They're still not out of it. So, right
Spoken
now,
like
give
a
us
true
a call,
Bulls
803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541, or you can go to our chat box at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on chat, click on join the chat, type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So while we're waiting, we will take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And during the break, Jim, the producer, said, put your cell phone in your pocket. I said, well, maybe put it on the top of your head, that micro hair, right?
you got as much. You laugh more at your jokes than anybody.
I'm good.
That was terrible. Jim, how was that? Jim's a professional.
Jim laughed. He cracked up when
he's
I heard
laughing
me say
at you.
That.
He's laughing at you. What are you going to do?
So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Let's go to the chat box.
Okay, I heard it asked, too, and I forgot to talk to him. He asked why Buffalo doesn't have a baseball team, but we do. We have a AAA baseball team, but I think it was 1983, Bob Rich, who runs the organization from the Rich family, Rich Products, had a check where he was going to be an expansion franchise owner, and for some reason during that day, he just had a vision and said, I'm not going to do it. And this was right before all the free agency and the big money.
But he was smart.
Absolutely.
No question.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a tremendous fan base for the AAA team.
Yeah, it's a beautiful stadium.
Beautiful stadium. And I forgot. They explained all the reasons why it would have been a dumb mistake.
Oh, yeah, to
try to get a baseball team.
Yeah. So anyway. But anyway,
right.
Somebody else is asking, I can't remember who it is. John from Connecticut says, Peter, for a short-term trade, what would you buy? NVIDIA, which closed at 543.61. Which is, of course, makes a lot of the graphics and semiconductors for all the games are a tremendous company. Or Tesla, which closed at 420.63. I'll let you go first, Pete.
Well, that's interesting. Why are you letting me go first?
Because I have to type some things.
Oh, okay.
And my answers are too quick. So,
well, let's see. What you like is NVIDIA is in a pullback, right? And I think Tesla's in a pullback, so I'd have to look at that. Let me take a quick look. Because, you know, you want to buy these kind of companies on little pullbacks for short-term, you know.
Moves.
Short-term move, right? And, you know, Tesla had a big pullback, but it's at support. And it closed at what?
420.63, yeah.
Yeah. And, right, so you know, if this support's good, which it looks like it tested already, it could have a short-term run up to 456, which wouldn't be bad. Now let's take a look at back in the video, and you know, basically, you would reevaluate at 400.
NVIDIA.
Tesla.
Okay. Yeah,
at 400, you know. So what are we saying? We're saying, where to close that again?
420.
20 points on the downside, 30 some odd points on the upside. Yeah. You know, not a great risk reward, but not bad. I'll take a look at NVIDIA.
Close at 544. I'm rounding.
You're rounding? That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so support for NVIDIA would be probably in the 520 area, so that's 23, and you might run up to 568. So,
you know, 25. There's about the same.
About the same.
According to yours.
Yeah, so in terms of risk reward, I couldn't choose.
All right.
So what would you say?
I would, if you put a gun to my head
right.
and said you have to pick one,
okay.
I would pick NVIDIA.
Okay.
I just, the product and the gaming and all the other stuff. Now, what I would also tell somebody is buy some of each. And then, you know, but if you're looking for just one, I'd own NVIDIA. Or I would buy Amazon instead of either of them. But
yeah, I know. You always say that.
Anyway,
yeah.
I haven't talked about it in a long time.
Well,
but no, NVIDIA's got, they are just hot, hot, hot. They're just hot.
Yeah. I mean, semiconductors have been very strong. They should continue to be strong. In terms of Tesla, it can be long-term very good.
Yeah.
But in the short term, I think it would tend to have a lot more volatility.
Yeah. You know, well, they're talking, too, because they're showed a profit, and but it much less of a profit unless it's these credits that they've been selling to the European car companies that need these in order to avoid taxes or something for being environmentally clean and that. So that's one of the big things at Tesla. At some point, those credits are going to run out. So that's why I think it's a little bit volatile.
Although I think I could be wrong. I thought I read that Tesla might be getting into the ride-sharing business.
Well, with their autonomous cars.
Okay.
But you just California just passed that Uber and Lyft. Now those are employees. That's a separate story.
Yeah, but right.
Yeah.
So okay. So I don't know if we came to a conclusion.
Of course not. We're not here to do that. We're here to make things more confusing. No.
Right now, phone lines are wide open again. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541.
Somebody also would like to know about WRK, which is Westpac. I think it's WestRock. It's a packaging company. Closed at 40.24. Wants to start a position. What do you think?
Looks very nice. Oh, that's interesting.
Boy, you're really thinking a lot. The smoke is from over there.
So what'd you say it closed?
4024.
All right. So next resistance is around 4344. So it has to get past that resistance, and then it would have a lot of potential upside up to probably the 53-54 area.
Mm-hmm.
Your 200 days at 32, your 50 days at 34. You know, I probably, if it's a long-term investment, you'd reevaluate under 32. Intermediate term would probably be under the 50-day, you know, around 34. Mm-hmm. You'd reevaluate it. And, yeah, so you're talking, you know, if it went back to the 50-day, which would be a big drop, really, from 40 to 34, 15% is not a lot in this market. So you have to get past, you know, that resistance in the 43-44 area. And so if you've done your research into it, you know, and you feel very strongly about it, you could probably take a partial position.
Yeah. 2% dividend?
Yeah.
Not bad. But
yeah,
you got to do your research.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with
But you could take
company.
A partial position. And like I say, if you get past that, you know, 44 area, wherever, you might go into the low to mid-50s. And, you know, very good chart pattern. So.
Awesome. Somebody also, Pete, is asking, wanting to know if it's too late to buy Snap.
not according to the hot trader I know. He says it's going to 200.
Right.
By next week.
He mentions that the relative strength is 92.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, you know, unbelievable move. Is it too late? Well, you don't know, I mean, in terms of that. Once again, if you've looked into it, you think the reasons are good. Social media has been a hot area now, mm-hmm. What a lot of people don't realize, it's like, I think, I forgot who it was, the guy from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary. Right? Mm-hmm. And he was mentioning he does almost all his advertising on Facebook, all right, mm-hmm. and all his business with his companies through Facebook right. Marketplace.
Right.
And they don't realize how important these companies are becoming.
For sure.
Yeah. So you could take a shot. I mean, you don't know where support is on it right now.
Because it's running, right?
It just had a gigantic run, 28 up to 43. Could it keep going? I guess, you know, anything is possible. So, you know, if you really feel good about it, once again, I would not take a full position. That's probably famous.
Well, it's speculative.
Yeah.
Too, so.
But certainly I would, you know, if you feel comfortable with it and you've done the research, take a small position or partial position, mm-hmm. and, you know, wait for a decent pullback to add to more, you know. When it comes down to it, and you know, it's got to kind of, I would think, digest this, but you never know. You know, digest this run up.
Okay.
That about it?
Good. I'm clean. We have
You're
to talk
clean?
Politics.
You got empty, clean,
emptied out. Pete.
There was something I wanted to talk about, and I forgot what it was. Anyway, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Phone lines, if you couldn't guess by now, are wide open. And or you can go to the chat box at sapristan.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, click on chat, click on join the chat, type in a question, type in a symbol, and if you do, let us know what you're looking to do with that symbol.
Okay,
so what's next?
I don't know.
Well, didn't have a terrible week on the market last week. And, you know, I think the averages were down last week, if I remember right. The Dow was down about 0.9%. The S&P was down 0.5%. NASDAQ was down 1.1%.
Right. They're waiting for stimulus.
Yeah.
They're waiting for a deal. Now it doesn't seem too possible, but it goes back and forth. But I just have to believe Nancy Pelosi is not stupid. She has to know it's going to be negative. They've got to come to something before Election Day, although they're saying no, they don't have to. So I don't know. I just think they're going to.
Well, I mean, the market, you know, is basically going sideways, but there's still strong areas in the market, you know. So, you know, keep a list, of stocks, you know, that maybe you want to buy, whatever, you mm-hmm. know, that you wished you had bought, whatever.
Right.
And, and keep an eye on them for opportunities, because this is the kind of market where there's constant opportunities. So we're going to go next to somebody in Williamsville, okay. I guess. Or not.
Oh, Vic in Williamsville.
Vic, good morning.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, okay, thank you.
What's going on?
I am someone.
Right. No, you were blank.
You were blank.
No.
Blank. I've never been called a blank. I'm not a blank. Right. This week, I have a fair amount of PayPal shares, mm-hmm. and this week they announced that...
digital currency, huh?
They're going to go to the digital currency. And the stock went up $11 one day, and then it went down $9 the next day, which I think was kind of interesting. And then I saw an interview with Paul Tudor Jones, who's a billionaire, philanthropist.
But a famous trader.
Famous trader.
Days are coming gone.
That's how he made his money.
And he said he totally changed his opinion on,
right.
on Bitcoin, and he's very bullish about it. So,
I was going to say no question. This country is going to go to digital currency.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Yep. And David's shaking his head, but
there's going to be a use for it. But it's usually people that want to run under the radar.
No,
it's for illegal things.
A lot of it's well regulated.
Are you guys aware that you can actually buy a Bitcoin? They actually sell, Bitcoins.
It's next to those kiosks in New York, next to the bridges that you buy. I understand, but I don't have any interest in it. In my lifetime, it's not going to be coming. We're not getting off the dollar and things like that. In the future, and people use it, and it's very convenient, I get it. But I'm not saying you can't have it as part of a portfolio, but if you got more than 1% in it, you're really stretching it.
Well, the digital
and I'll be wrong eventually.
The digital currency allows people to transfer things instantaneously.
Just what we need, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It provides for much better transactions, much better transparency. Okay.
What do you mean? I don't understand this.
I know, but then read up on it.
I don't want to read
up. Do your own research.
I use PayPal, which is, as far as I'm concerned, just unbelievable. Their customer service is great. It's instantaneous. It's transparent.
Yeah, but I just started using,
and it was,
at my bank, Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, instantaneous.
I think we call it Zelly.
Yeah, well, whatever. But it's just as good as PayPal, believe me.
Yeah, PayPal is great. They are very customer friendly. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Elon Musk started PayPal. That's why I like it.
Elon
Musk, that's where he made his money.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yes.
I lost track. What's the question?
Bitcoin in that.
No, well, can you, what do you think of Grayscale Bitcoin, GBTC?
Well, that is the trust, isn't it?
Right.
You should read up on that.
And you better check what the premium is on that. To Bitcoin, that was always a problem. But it's an interesting way to play it, So I'd find out, what is it 30%, 40% the premium? I don't know right now, but check it out.
How do you determine that?
Well, you'd have to go
research. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to go to the website.
And it closed at 14:38 GBTC.
Yep.
Okay. I just want to post it. I'm sure if you look at there's Google search somewhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
something will tell you what their net asset value is.
Okay.
And and then you'd want to see how much it's trading above its net asset value. And I'm sure offhand, but there's so many sites out there to search that.
So if its net asset value is $10
and it's trading
and it's 14, it's trading at a 40% premium.
But then you have to see what is the historical premium.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. One other stock, if you could take a look at. I read something about this in Barron's a few weeks ago. It's
OSH, Oak Street Health.
Mm-hmm.
There was the article in Barron's was very bullish and
new company. 5257. Yep. Were they a SPAC or were they regular underwriting? You know,
regular underwriting.
Okay.
Well, it's got certainly a lot of trading history. You know, for such a short time, it's been all over the place. Ran up and gave you a perfect opportunity when it crashed, you know, like Facebook and a lot of other one of these did, you know, initially off the public offering. So it had hit 53. It got down to 38. You know, now it just made a new high, you know. So, and your potential price target, for what it's worth, with a grain of salt, 87. You know.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And I might get, well, I'd reevaluate it if it dropped to 49, take a look at it again, see if everything's okay, but looks good.
One other one. You mentioned Facebook a couple of times, and I've been looking at it. What do you think about, I mean, that chart looks really good.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, you should be in it. You know, it's like they're the Amazon of social media, I guess you would say. And even though all these things, you know, they'll be coming out, the attacks on Facebook and so forth. And so far, it hasn't affected the stock, you know. Yeah. But, you know, and if it does one day, it's an opportunity to buy it.
Close at 284.79.
So I would have to say, you know, you'd have to buy the dips.
Okay, great. All right, thanks for your help, guys.
Okay, thank you for calling. Appreciate the call.
Have a good weekend.
Right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or go to the chat box, which is also blank, right?
I think, yes.
Yeah, it's blank. The chat box is at saperston.com, and you can click on the Dollar Doctor chat tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, click on Join the Chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And how about that? Here we are, coming up toward how many days till the election?
I don't know. Not many.
Not many. What's today? The 20, what did I say, 24th?
24th.
So 7, 10 days.
31-7, 8-9-10. Yeah, 10. You can, in New York now, you can early vote. So I think it started yesterday. So weekends, I think, are noon to 6 or something like that. And you go anywhere, I guess. I don't know.
That's bad, because what's going to happen is, I get people excited right now.
Oh, that I'm sure they are.
What's going to happen is so many votes will be in. I remember a few weeks ago they said 40 million people had voted already. I don't know what the number is now.
I think it's 52, and I heard 70.
But by the time Election Day comes and they find out that Biden's a liar, it'll be too late. Do you have any comment to that?
No. That's from Peter Greco.
That's right. So.
Well, he just had a mistake. So
yeah, it's just
he didn't know that 1.3 million people lose their jobs if they make the federal minimum wage $15. He just didn't
know. No, I'm talking about his non-involvement with his son's money.
Yeah.
You know, so, but you know, they're blaming that on the Russians. But anyway, whatever.
It's worked before.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Somewhat, I guess.
Yeah. So
I thought it was a nice debate. I thought the moderator did a very nice job. Not a big fan.
She did a better job than all the other ones.
No,
that
I
done.
Thought,
yeah,
I
no
just liked
question about
Chris
it,
Wallace after said he was jealous.
He was jealous.
Because of the mute button. I thought that was pretty funny.
No, yeah, that was well done. But, you know, it was a rigged debate.
Bitcoin.
You know, no. What they did with it was that same topics as the first one. You never do that. You always talk about the economy and the last one. You talk about the
foreign policy. Which they didn't talk about.
Yeah, which they didn't talk about at all. And they were trying to set up Trump. You know, and you know, I don't know about this committee that does the sets up debates, but whoever they are.
No, they've been around for a long since 1960. Well, longer than 1960 was the first.
Yeah, but the debate. is always very biased, you know, no question about it. So anyway.
You're very opinionated today.
No, it's true. It's true. The media is biased. That's why you shouldn't pay attention to anything. I'm getting tired of all this stuff, listening to it. It's all irrelevant, totally irrelevant, you know.
Well, just the problem is the campaigns start 2 years before. I think we should do like Great Britain does. You're given 6 weeks before the election. The government funds your advertising. End of story.
Yeah, but I mean,
I get calls and texts. And,
yeah, I don't think the market right now really cares about who wins. They want it settled, so they know what they're dealing with. You know, and you know, the market supposedly, you know, because the polls, which were tremendously right the last time, say that Biden's way ahead supposedly. You know, they've come to say, okay, you know, Biden's going to win. So how do we deal with that? You know, and they're not that concerned. It's interesting.
I don't know.
But you never know.
No, I know. I just
never
think
know.
There's a lot of money managers that are Democratic that would support Joe Biden or do support Joe Biden, but their money's somewhere else. I mean, I don't know.
No.
I don't know how you know, if you're a money person, that if you know it, taxes are going up, that you think that's a good thing to do. I know. But I don't know.
But
I'm tired of it, too.
Somebody was looking for yield. I'd suggest pick up this week's Barron's, and there's a number of real estate trusts that are based on medical. You know, they have the facilities for
yeah.
You know, that makes sense. I mean, people need medical. You know, it's not like a mall, REIT. You might take a look at that, do some research into it. Some pretty nice dividends out there, and I think a lot of them have been beaten down.
Yeah, some of the REITs are so beat up, but they can even go lower because you haven't even considered bankruptcies, and are the malls going to be full? I went last weekend to the outlet mall, the Fashion Outlet Mall in Niagara Falls, and it was pretty dead.
Yeah.
And that I think I went Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And take something back, and it was pretty dead. And that's basically because Canadian traffic.
And
so.
they say also be careful about, you know, the Christmas shopping season, because it started early. So a lot of people are going to do shopping in November with all the
deals
coming up.
Can you say Christmas?
Coming up. Yeah.
Oh, we can't say. Yeah, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess you can.
No, I think you can.
All right.
But anyway,
we're done.
You know, so by the time, you know, there'll be great news in the beginning about all the sales, but toward the end, you know, there won't be great news because, you know, the regular retail stores will be in trouble. So we're at the end of the show. Till next week, keep a little powder dry.
Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Go Bills.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.